as a past intelligence operative and knowing how the government works, they're covering something. But something's up there, and somebody's hiding it.
Now let's go forward with the story that appears to be so sensitive that extra effort is being made to block us. So now, would you go back, as I understand, that you are working counterintelligence as a warrant officer, CW2, and that you were in Anchorage, Alaska, at Fort Richardson, and we are beginning this story in 1989.
I asked to go to Alaska as my first duty station as a warrant officer because my dad was stationed there, and he loved the place. I went there, and when I arrived, one of the first things I did was go and get maps, because I wanted to prospect. So I went to the GSA office, and I picked up every map that made up Alaska. They were the Joint Operation Graphic ground maps, scale 1 to 250,000. And it covered the whole bedroom wall and the ceiling. I mean, these are really detailed maps. And I got the one of them that was on the western portion of the state, and it was whited out. There was a whole section about the size of a Christmas card. And it said, this area not surveyed as of this date. And the first thing I thought was, that's ridiculous. I mean, they've had the Earth mapped since like the 60s. And I know Alaska was mapped out right after World War II. But anyways, it didn't make sense for this to be whited out. They're hiding something. In my mind, what I was into, counterintelligence, there's something there. But I had no need to know. Then I'm out processing, 1992. And we're sitting there. It was in late November, early December. And I'm sitting there in the orderly room with about 40 other people. And we were waiting for the last formation of the day. We're watching the TV. A news program was on. And they started talking about this Chinese detonation of an underground nuclear bomb that was set off earlier that year.
May 22nd, 1992.
Okay. And they were talking about that, how big it was. And then there was a byline. And the story was about geologists around the world had been informed through the UN, because China had told the UN they were going to do this. And so these geologists got together, and they said, let's get the best recordings of the Earth's crust and mantle using the vibrations from this explosion. And what they found in this byline story was under Alaska, they found a pyramid bigger than the one in Egypt. They said they didn't know whether it was solid or hollow. They couldn't tell that, but they had the distinct outline of a pyramid.
And this was supposed to be where?
That whited out area, the area that showed on the TV, were south of Mount McKinley, and it was towards the west near the Nome area. There's an area there that was whited out, quite a large area, really. And when I saw the news program, I mean, it just, in my mind's eye, I could see it just right where the whiteout area was. Well, I knew that the whole world has been surveyed. So why was this whited out? It didn't make any sense. I was like, oh, man, I got to get this tonight. So I went home, and I got a recorder and set it up. No story. I called home, the lower 48, to my dad. And he religiously, my dad is a TV hound, especially a news hound, morning, noon, evening, and 11 o'clock. He watches them all. He heard nothing about it, not a thing. I mean, it's a big story, bigger than the one in Egypt, and it's not being covered in Lower 48.
Meaning, as if either there was some block on the story getting into the United States, or the story had been picked up only by the local Channel 13 station in Anchorage.
That's the only thing I could come up with myself. But the thing is, I went the next day to the station, and asked if I could get a copy of that story. And I was talking to the general manager asking for it, and he said, "What story? We didn't run no story about no pyramid." And I was like, "Sure you did." There's 40 of us guys sitting there watched it on TV. And he denied it ever running. And I was just perplexed. Knowing what I know, I thought to myself, this guy's been got to. He's covering. I mean, it's the only thing that could be.
And what you mean is that the United States government, when push comes to shove, and the Department of Defense says that something is sensitive, they can interact with management in TV stations or networks and say, don't run that story.
They do it all the time.
Yes.
That's a matter of record. So I was walking out, and there was a technician, and he was sitting there staring at me. And the way he acted, he's like, "Come here," you know. And I walked over and I said, "Can you help me with this?" He goes, "Man, we ran that, but I can't get it for you. It's gone. I can't help you." But it ran. I was mad. I went back to the office in formation that night. I told everybody what I'd found out, and the guys in the unit were like, "Wait a minute, we watched it. What do you mean they didn't run it?" You know, the same thing I was saying. So I have tried to find that news program, and somebody out there has to have been recording their kid's ball game or wrestling match or something, you know, and they've got it. Somebody has to have it. And I'd love to get it because I want to find out where those grid coordinates are.
What happened about a year later in 1993 when you went to Fort Meade?
Okay, I was going through a lot of operations during this period of time. I was a commander at Fort Leonard Wood. That was a small detachment. And when I was working on a book for doing background investigations, and then we had another thing that we were working on terrorism around that area. It was a thing we were working with the FBI. So part of my job was to go to Fort Meade, where they have storehouses of information, I'll just put it that way. I don't want to get into too much.
Everybody listening, and myself included, when they hear Fort Meade, they automatically think of the National Security Agency. Is that where you were?
No. And I don't want to get into the building or the organization. It's a building that is an SCI type of building, Special Compartment and Information. I don't want to get into the name of the building or who runs it, but it is a military thing. But it's just a big warehouse where they have rows and rows and rows and rows of combination safes.
So it's an archive for highly classified sensitive material.
Right. I was looking for what I was looking for. And then when I was done, I thought, maybe they have something about this pyramid. So I went to the, I guess it would be like a librarian, and I asked him if he had anything on archaeological sites. I didn't say pyramid, but I said archaeological sites or underground facilities in Alaska. He said, "Well, if we do, it might be in container X, Y, or Z." So I went over there, and I was just looking around, and I really didn't find anything saying pyramid, but I grabbed a couple of Alaska, like two different safes. And I had just sat down, and these two guys came. I could, you know, you can feel someone standing behind you. And these two goons go, "Hey, you don't have a need to know for that information." And I turned around and said, "What do you mean?" And he was like, "You don't have a need to know. You're going to have to leave." I said, "Well, I'm just looking for something." "We know what you're looking for." And the other guy, somehow in that conversation, he goes, "They don't want us messing with them up there anymore. They don't want you messing with them up there. They don't want us anybody messing with them."
Up there.
And the guy who was standing with him, the bigger guy, his head just shot over, and he looked at his partner. And you could tell he was just glaring at him. And I was, like, flustered because I was thinking, what did he just tell me? They don't want any of us messing with them anymore?
Up there, right? And up there,
yeah,
from where you were at Fort Meade in Maryland would certainly be up there, you could imply.
Alaska, because the folder I had was Alaska.